A lot of dogs would have sold out right there and headed for the pickup. Me? I don't scare so easy. Sure, she had enormous horns that tapered down to dagger points, but after you've worked cattle for a while, you get to where you can read their minds. Cattle are basically dumb, don't you see? And heifers tend to be dumber than grown cows, and maybe even dumber than steers, which is a little hard to believe since steers are incredibly stupid. You just wouldn't believe some of the stumps they pull. Anyway, heifers are short of a full load of brains by quite a bit, and they'll always try to run a bluff on you. They've got this little routine where they snort and shake their horns and beller, and some of them will even paw the ground. I've seen it 100 times, maybe 1,000. It's all bluff. Very seldom do you run into one that does what this one did. Dang her soul, she ran her bluff, only she wasn't bluffing. It's hard to tell sometimes. She came a-hookin', and fellers, it was pretty plain on her face that she intended to put the britches on me. I held my ground until the last possible second. Well, actually, until she gathered me up on them horns and pitched me halfway across the pasture. Kinda surprised me. When I hit the ground, there she was again. And you know what else? All her dumb friends came charging over to get in on the action. By George, I had 47 pregnant women with horns trying to take a razoo at me. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. There's a thin line between heroism and stupidity. Where your ordinary mutt might hold his ground and throw himself into senseless combat, your better grade of cow dogs will make a mature assessment of the situation, realize that nothing's to be gained from childish outbursts of temper, and then run like a son of a gun for the nearest cover. No ordinary dog could have reached such a mature decision so quickly or sprinted so fast to the pickup. As you might guess, I did, but it required poise in the face of danger, a great deal of experience, and superior intelligence, not to mention just plain old brute animal ability. I took aim for the winder, and as I leaped high in the air, I looked back at the old sookie and said, "Sister, after you've had that calf and lost about 200 pounds, you might be able to stay up with me." But looking back on the incident, I'm guessing that the wind must have turned the pickup completely around. There's no other way of explaining why the winder glass was rolled up. Through some freak of nature, possibly a giant whirlwind, the pickup had swapped sides, and I dived into the winder on the passenger side. Never saw anything like it.